Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's being called the perfect combo of carbs and comedy. It's the brand new Food Network series, Bake with Tom Papa, celebrating the best in breads, pastries, bakery bites. Tom hit cities across the country to shine a light on how bakeries make life a little sweeter. Tom is considered one of the top comedic voices in the country, stand-up comic, actor, writer, author, producer, TV and radio host, successful in film, television, radio, podcast, and live stage, the new head writer and regular performer on the nationally syndicated radio show Live From Here, the newest incarnation of the legendary radio show A Prairie Home Companion. He's featured on the show in a regular segment, Out in America with Tom Papa, heard by 2.6 million fans of the weekly show, hosted hit podcast and Sirius XM show Come to Papa, and his first book, Your Dad Stole My Rake and Other Family Dilemmas, was released in June, making summer read must-read list. Many TV series, movies, star, and writer, and now sharing his passion for baked goods, Bake with Tom Papa, premiering Monday, September 3rd, 10 Eastern Pacific, with back-to-back episodes on Food Network, and Tom joining us on This Week in America. Tom, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to the series, and I understand basically this developed out of your real life, on the road visiting bakeries and your love of making sourdough bread.
Yeah, it's a journey that started in my kitchen. I started baking sourdough bread for my family, and I got, somewhat obsessed with it. Something about filling my house with the smell of fresh baked bread, once I started, I couldn't stop. And it became a real passion of mine. And when I would travel around doing stand-up on my tours, I would go visit bakeries and just kind of learn from these different great bakeries in different parts of the country. And it slowly started to catch online on social media. And the Food Network noticed, and now we have a great show about it.
And now you get to go back to these bakeries only with a camera crew, and you get to share all of this with the rest of the country. It's interesting with the program. You said you love doing this, and it's really a celebration of all the good things that life has to offer, friends, family, and food. And when you think about it, food really unites us, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing better than sitting down with friends and family and enjoying some of the best food, baked goods that you can possibly have. There's just something about breaking bread with other people that just slows things down, and it really lets you enjoy each other's company. And I really think that translates in the show. There's like a real, every stop you go, these people that make it have a real passion and love for what they're doing, and it's just contagious. And it tastes delicious.
Yeah, this is good. It's going to make us hungry when we're watching the series on Food Network. I want to talk about some really jump out as you're looking at some of the coming shows. Boston, for example, you get this lobster roll served on a jet black bun, and then you have hamburgers and buns so decadent they only make 18 each night.
Oh yeah. There was this great place that did the secret burger, and the burger's great, but they spend so much time making the bun for the burger. They worked so hard to make this perfectly shaped, perfectly light yet strong enough, covered in sesame seeds. It's the care from people like that. It's contagious. It literally changes the communities that these people live and work in. Like when you are care about it so much that you're going to put so much passion and love behind it, I'm telling you, they come in, they open up their shops, and they change the cities they live in.
And then you go to Los Angeles. I'm looking forward to this Vito's Pizza. There's a crust there that's legendary. The crust has its own bodyguard.
Yeah, this guy Vito in L.A., he has the best pizza I've ever had in Los Angeles. And he has it all. His dough comes from a sourdough starter that he literally walks around to get more yeast from the L.A. air into his sourdough starter. And he's so legendary that someone actually tried to steal it from him at one point. So now when he walks around the street, he actually walks with a bodyguard. It's the only sourdough starter that has a real live bodyguard walking him around.
And you talk about the food and the impact on cities. In New Orleans, you visit Cafe Reconcile, which they help at-risk kids there. They're really doing something special in that community.
Yeah, that was amazing. There's so many stories like that. The Cafe Reconcile in New Orleans, he wanted to create a place, this head chef, where you could bring at-risk youth in and teach them the whole restaurant business, every part of it, from cooking and baking to running the front of the house. And he trains these kids in this nonprofit restaurant. And you can come in just as a resident or tourist of New Orleans and eat this amazing food, and you have no idea that behind the scenes, it's all kids. It's all these kids that are finding an education and a way out of their circumstances. It's inspiring. We went to Detroit, and there were all these great people that are opening up these bakeries in this city that's just finding its footing again.
Yes.
And having this amazing comeback. So it's great. I mean, that's what this country is made of. It's just amazing stories with amazing people sharing and helping each other. And I just really excited that it came through in the show.
And looking forward to watching it. The brand new Food Network series, Bake with Tom Papa, premieres September 3rd, 10 Eastern Pacific on the Food Network with back-to-back episodes. Tom, thank you so much for sharing that with us on the program today.
Thanks, Rick.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.